Dr. John Fleming is the author of a book called Preventing Addiction.
Kids who are drinking by age 12 have a 16% lifetime risk of addiction. Kids who are delayed in their drinking until age 18 have a 4% risk of addiction. So you can see it's a direct linear relationship.
Fleming says a child's brain can form an addiction more easily than an adult's brain.
The young brain is malleable. It's very responsive to what happens in the immature phases, and it gets rewired, it gets retrained. And we've actually been able to prove this with some imaging studies, that the reward center of the brain that governs our decisions about feeling pleasure are totally distorted with early use of alcohol and other addicting substances.
Fleming says parents need to start questioning their kids about parties they attend as early as the sixth grade. By driving age, Fleming recommends parents start home breathalyzer testing.
It works as a great way to detect and to deter alcohol use among young people. And if you suspect that there is experimentation with drugs, home drug testing.
And what to do if you discover your child does have an addiction? Fleming says parents need to put strong restrictions on their child's lifestyle until the addiction is under control.
I would recommend outpatient drug counseling, which is not very expensive. And certainly begin to give back privileges as a child begins to show responsibility and avoidance of use of addicting substances.
For more on parenting, log on to our website at WBZ1030.com. With this parent report, I'm Doug Cope at WBZ News Radio 1030.